of Philippians. Begin reading at verse 12. Philippians, the third chapter, and verse 12. Hear ye the reading of his word. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to talk to you from the theme, getting beyond the pain. Today we want to thank God for all of our blessings. God has been good to us. I'm aware that even in the midst of all of our blessings, we still experience burdens and trials and tribulations. And let me make something real clear to you, that you can be a child of God and still experience a storm in your life. The devil doesn't exempt us because we love Jesus Christ. The devil attacks all of us. And you know what the devil wants to do? He wants to bring God's people down. The devil knows how to inflict pain and misery on your life. And you know, bad experiences can have a negative and devastating impact on your life. And somebody here today know what I'm talking about. That something that you have gone through years ago, you're still living with the pain of it today. Can I get a witness here? Can you help me out, microphone people? And so many times when people go through tough times and horrible experiences, they become wounded and hurt for life. You know, sometimes, you know, the devil knows how to inflict pain on you. And I think, brothers and sisters, we need to be very careful how we treat each other. Because you never know sometimes the words that you use sometimes can wound a person for life. Can I get a witness? And one thing the devil delights, he delights that when the house of God turns into a place of pain. Can I get a witness? The house of God ought to be a place of spiritual restoration. Ought to be a spirit of refuge. But the devil is busy. Can I get a witness? You can get ready to come to church and get ready to come and have church and somebody can say something to you and vex your spirit. And if you're not careful, you will live with that memory and with that pain forever. Somebody ought to hear me today. I said, somebody ought to hear me today. Amen. Because the devil likes for us to be in a mood of woundedness. Can I get a witness? He loves and he major in downness. Can I get a witness? The devil doesn't want you to be up in your spirit. He doesn't want you to be up in love and up in joy. Sometimes people are down in their spirit and don't even know why. The devil knows how to break your spirit and break your heart by a crisis in your life. Is there anyone here today know what I'm talking about? That you have been through a crisis, something that you have never experienced before, and you never know when the storm going to come in your own life. That's why you ought to be careful how you treat other people when they're going through a crisis. Because you see, it's just around the corner. What's happened to somebody else can happen to you. Don't take delight when some mother child gets in trouble, or somebody you hear about get locked up in jail, or somebody you hear about is strung out there on drugs. You just thank God that God saved you. You just thank God that God rescued you. You just thank God that you haven't had to go to the hospital to see someone sick, or to the jailhouse to bail somebody out. But I come to tell you, we need to understand that the devil loves pain. Can I get a witness? Oh, and I don't mean any disrespect, but there are some people just don't know how to treat folks. Some folks just don't know how to be nice. Now, all this we had here today, all this celebration, all this decoration, all this giving, did you know that somebody not happy about it? Somebody probably going to say they didn't have to do all of that. What's all of that about? Some folks just don't know how to enjoy good thing. Can I get a witness? But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, you better learn how to rejoice. You better learn how to praise God. You better learn how to give God praise and give God glory. Amen. Because the devil knows every person number here. Can I get a witness? He knows your mood. Can I get a witness? He knows your temperament. He knows what gets on your nerve. He knows what you can't stand. Y'all might as well say amen here. Amen. Just because I'm going to let you out early doesn't mean you can't say amen. But I want to say to you, whatever you're being through, amen, whatever you going through, you got to get beyond that pain. Can I get a witness? I want to say that to you today, regardless whatever you are going through and whatever you are dealing with, amen, whatever has scarred you, whatever has hurt you, you must ask God to help get you through and ask God to help get you beyond the pain. I want somebody to know right now, maybe nobody else knows what you're dealing with. Maybe nobody else knows the dark secrets that haunts you from day to day, from night to night. Maybe they look on the outside and on the outside they see a jolly person. On the outside they see a well-dressed man or a well-dressed lady. On the outside they see a beautiful car that you drive. Maybe on the outside they see that you got a nice job. Maybe on the outside they see that you got education. Maybe on the outside they look like you got wealth or you're doing prosperous things. But on the inside, there's hell going on. On the inside, there's turmoil in your life. On the inside, the pain that nobody knows but you and Jesus. Some things you can't even tell anybody about because you don't want to mess up their life because your life is messed up. But God's going to help you to get beyond the pain. Will somebody hear me today? Somebody need to hear me today. Some of you have been carrying burdens and carrying problems. I mean, carrying loads of tons of weight on you. And you can't seem to get to the next level in life. Because when you try to make one step look like something else happened, you go this way and you go that way. You find trouble at every end. Look like sometime your life is back against the wall. But I come to tell somebody, if you trust God, God's going to help you to get beyond that. that. Can I get a witness? I said, God can help you get beyond that. Will you tell somebody, get beyond it. Get beyond it. Get beyond the pain. Get beyond the bad memory. Get beyond the bad situation. Get beyond the history. Get beyond the old times. Get beyond the pain. Get beyond the old conversation. Get beyond the pain. Go to another level. God want to take you somewhere. Can I get a witness? So many people can't be blessed, can't grow in life because they're stuck where they are. They're stuck in yesterdays and they're stuck in yesteryears. They're stuck in pain. They're stuck in misery. They're stuck in sickness. They're stuck in bad thoughts. They're stuck in abuse. But I come to tell you, the God that I serve, the God who made this world out of nothing, he can get you beyond it. I say he can get you beyond it. I come to tell you, it's time for some of you to begin to smile and begin to live, begin to have joy. Begin to praise God. Begin to celebrate. Begin to enjoy life. You can't enjoy a good time because the pain is wrapping you so. The pain is haunting you. The pain is horrible. It's terrible. But I come to tell you, the God that I serve wants you to come out of the darkness. You don't want you to leave in darkness. Don't want you to live in misery. Don't want you to live in oppression. He want to set you free. He want to deliver you. He want to move you on. He want to move you up. But you got to get beyond the pain. Stop all this girlfriend talking and talking about a whole lot of junk, because that junk will junk you up. Can I get a witness? Start talking about God. Start talking about Jesus. Start talking about deliverance. Start talking about salvation. Start talking about the man who walked on the water. Start talking about the man that's coming from going where he came from. Start talking about the God that can speak to the birds and the birds and hush them and lower his voice. Mountains sloop their hopes, their slopes. Start talking about that God is greater than man. Start talking that God can do anything. Tell somebody that God can do anything but fail. I come to tell you, God can move that mountain in your life. God can move that stone in your life. God can erase that pain. Somebody ought to talk to me here today. I said, somebody ought to talk to me here today. He's able. He's able. You may be in pain because of a failing marriage or relationship. You may be in pain because you always overlook and pass by on your job for a promotion. You may be in pain because your children have forgotten about you, or your family have neglected you. You may be in pain because you're not successful in life and you're not where you want to be. Can I get a witness? You may be in pain because you have made some mistakes in life. You may be in pain because somebody mistreated you. You may be in pain because some injustice or some wrong have happened to you. But I come to tell you, God wants you to get beyond it today. Can I get a witness? You may be living in pain. Your house may be a house of pain instead of a house of joy. Your family may not be joyful. Can I get a witness? But I tell you, the God that I serve can sit you with the devil and give you peace in the midst of the devil, can give you peace in the midst of the storm. Can I get a witness? Because the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The Bible says in Romans 5:20, wherever sin abounds, grace much more abound. In other words, wherever the presence of the devil, wherever the presence of evil and wrongdoing, wherever the enemy may be camping out, can I get a witness? The power of God is greater than whatever is going on. And I come to tell somebody, I know I just got a few more moments here, but I come to tell somebody, whatever you dealing with, God is greater than your pain. Can I get a witness? I think somebody here today is about ready to break through here. I believe somebody is getting ready to get delivered. Can I get a witness? Somebody here ought to testify. Can I get a witness? You see, when you lose your mother and you lose your father, that's painful. When you lose your loved one, that's painful. When you lose your husband, lose your wife, lose your children, that's painful. When you lose a job, that's painful. When you lose a house, lose a car, that's painful. Is there anyone know about some losses in life? Anybody know about some things that you have lost? Some things you were banking on, but you lost. Some you lost money in the stock market. That's painful because you were putting that away for a rainy day and you had nothing to do with it. But I come to tell somebody who lost money in the stock market, I come to tell somebody you got to get beyond that pain. You got to begin to realize that God is a great provider. Can I give a witness? God knows what you need. God knows where you are at every time in your life. Is there anybody here glad to say that he knows? I know I got to stop here. Can I get a witness? But Paul says he realized that the house is in pain. Some of you having clapped your hands this whole service. Some of you haven't been able to think about Jesus this whole service. You've been worrying about your bills. You're worrying about your job. You're worrying about tomorrow. You worrying how you're going to make it. But I stop by to tell you something. Paul says before you can get beyond the pain, you got to forget those things which are behind. Don't live in the past, but live in the driver's seat. Put your feet on the gas pedal and get ready to speed up your life. Pass the old things because new things are on their way. I come to tell you, God is, he's able to get you beyond the pain. Is there anyone here knows he can get you beyond divorce? He'll get you beyond sickness. He'll get you beyond problems. He'll get you beyond mistreatment. He's able to patch you up. He's able to fix you up. He's able to set you free. He's able to take you to another level. I come to tell you, when you belong to Jesus, he's going to help you. Get beyond the pain. sometimes you got to change the conversation. Some people know your whole life history, and they're tired of it. They're tired hearing you tell the same broken story, the same bad experience that happened to you 20 years ago. They want to know when you're going to get over it. Can't get a witness. Sometimes you meet people out in the street and you tell them about coming to church and they want to talk about why they don't come. Time for them to get over it. Their mother been dead, their father been dead 25, 30 years and they're still talking about some same old kind of situation. Talking about some man, some woman, what they did to them. They dead too. They don't even know who their name is anymore. Can't get a witness. Talking about somebody did something to you. Can't even remember who they were. Don't even know their name anymore. They had to move to New York and move to Florida. They don't know where you are. You don't know where they are. They'd have moved on, couldn't care less about you. And you still living and worrying about them. You better get beyond it. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. That's how some people are, even when they go, some people in church, folks, they leave a church and they think people are going to be remembering them all the time. Other folks that come in and gone, and they still trying to check out what's going on. Go on, live your life. Leave other folks alone. 6 months to mind your own business, and 6 months to leave mine alone. Some folks are always up in somebody's business. All the time. Some of y'all tell everybody everything going on. You go to the barbershop, folks just talking a whole lot of stuff. Women go to the hairdresser and women just talking about everything going on in their life. They don't know those women. They don't know those people. What do they care about you? And you talking about your most private life. And then you leave the barbershop, leave the hairdresser, come home and you've been talking about your husband and he didn't know you were talking about, been talking about your wife and she doesn't know that you've been talking about. I mean, stop that mess. Have all that gossip. That's why some church folks can't ever grow. They talk more about church stuff than church Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. Get beyond the pain. And I want to say this to you. Pain is a part of life. All of us going to have some pain. All of us going to have some bad experiences. Life's not going to be kind to us all the time. Sometimes we're going to be mistreated. Sometimes we're going to be hurt. Sometimes we're going to be talked about. Sometimes we're going to have disappointment. But you can't get stuck there. You got to ask God to give you strength. Because there's some things only God can help you. Some things only God can get you through. How many of you know that God is able? How many of you know God is able? So many of us have been blessed with strong mothers and strong fathers who have come through life the hard way. Come up the rough side of the mountain. Terrible things were done to them. I don't know about you, but my father would talk about so many bad things that he had to endure in order to raise us and to provide for us. But he had to take it, because if he lost his job, we wouldn't be fed. And sometimes even on your job, because these jobs are not like they used to be. People almost dare you to get upset. They almost dare you to say something. And if you're not careful, you'll say something before you even knew. And there go your job. You better ask God for Holy Ghost power. And you better ask God for Holy Ghost restraints. And then sometimes you got to just take that stuff on your job. And then go home. Or on your lunch break, go somewhere and just boo-hoo and cry. And just lay all out there. Can I get a witness? Because Jesus knows your tears. He knows your pain. And not only does he know it, but he cares about it. Come on, give my Jesus a hand. We don't minimize pain. Because if we all had an opportunity to talk this morning, we would hear a variety of testimony of things that happened in people's lives that inflicted pain. But it won't be all sad, because somebody will have a victory testimony. Somebody will say, look where I come from. Somebody will say, look what the Lord did for me in spite of. Somebody will say, God, help me to make it through. Somebody will say, I never could have made it without God. Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to thank him. Somebody ought to glorify him. Somebody ought to praise him for what he done for him. What he done for you. God been good to you. The doors of the church are open. Heaven gates swing wide open to you. Isn't it wonderful to know that God is awesome? And you know one of the reasons why we come to church? Sometimes we come to church. We don't come to church all the time because we feel good. Sometimes we come to church in pain. Sometimes we come to church in misery. Sometimes we come to church feeling this way, feeling that way. But we know that we can take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. And one of the things the devil always wants to happen, he wants you to respond to your feelings. He wants you to live upon your action of your feelings. But you can't let your feelings dictate your moves. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? That's where the Holy Ghost comes in at. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. God bless you. If you're here today, don't know Jesus, the doors of the church are open. Amen. If you feel the need of prayer, and we'd be ready to go, just bow and come. And let us just pray and thank God for helping you to get beyond the pain. Ask him to help you to get beyond the pain. We serve a God that heals. We serve a God that delivers. If you just want to just come for just a moment, and let us just pray quickly, just for a quick moment, just come, just let us pray real quickly. And let us pray for Brother Ted, pray for others. People don't know what you're going through. People don't know what you're going through, but God knows what you're going through. How many of you know that God can bring you through? How many of you know God can bring you through? Father God, in Jesus' name, you're a pain remover, you're a pain reliever, you're a pain solver. We pray for healing of strength, healing of the mind, of the spirit, body, and soul. We pray for physical healing as well as emotional healing. We pray, oh God, that you move someone beyond where they are at and set them free. Give them the peace. Give them the joy. Give them the courage. Give them the faith in the name of Jesus. We pray for Brother Ted that you touch him. We pray for his wife that you continue to give her strength in Jesus' name. And for Jesus' sake, amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise as you take your seat. Praise the Lord. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Immediately after church, men, will you please move the chairs and pulpit? And matter of fact, you don't have to take them away in the back. You can even just use this area, because this area here has already been carpeted. They just need some space. But do move some things to the side. Amen. So that when they bring their equipment in, that they have room. So the pulpit and the chairs. Sister Lena is going to move her flowers. Leave the piano along here. Is this beautiful? Is this beautiful? Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. How many of you know God's going to help you? Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. We need to get on out here. Amen. And get beyond the pain. Amen. Amen. Somebody need to get healed today. God wants somebody to stop living in pain. Stop living in a situation that keeps you angry and upset about what somebody has done to you. Because there are things that happen, difficult things, tragedies, crisis, and sometimes we're not mad at one another, but sometimes we're mad at God. But God's able to move that anger and move that pain. Amen. Sometimes people get mad at me, I guess. But get beyond that, because life is short. I say life is short. All of us make mistakes, and I tell somebody not long ago this week. I talk a little sharp to them, amen, and a little short to them. I say, well, thank God I ain't doing worse, amen. But I can't guarantee when you talk to me that I'm always gonna be sweet. You know, once in a while you're moving too slow. Hey, let's go. I don't want to get you upset, but I mean, you can't let every little thing in life just floor you. You can't let every little thing in life stop you and make you quit and give up. You'll never make it through life if everything floors you. Am I right? You got to be a little tougher than that. Amen. Amen. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. I'm going home on a train. For your kindness, it goes a long ways. I'm going to get on the telephone. I'm going to call my people back east, and I'm going to brag a little bit, because they've been talking about their birthday, but I'm going to really lay on them today. And y'all know that ain't right, but I'm going to lay on them today. Because they've been bragging about their birthday. And this is my really first birthday party, I believe. Was this a party? Yeah, y'all gave me a party, didn't you? All right. Thank you. May God bless you. May God be with you. Hope to see you on Tuesday night. Thank you so much.